Hello.
Hi, Blake.
Yeah.
Hello, how are you doing today, man? This is Evan from Local Splash giving you a scheduled call back.
Yes, sir. I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing well, man. Just starting off my week. I had a really relaxing weekend. How about yourself?
Yeah, that's the same.
Nice,
worked out on this weekend.
Nice. Glad to hear, man. It's definitely a good rejuvenation, man. But, yeah, I was just circling back, about like the information I sent over. I understood you wanted the weekend to just kind of look over everything and review it. I was wondering if you got a chance to, as well as maybe if you had any questions or concerns for me, I'd love to address them for you.
Now, I really don't have that many questions, I don't believe. The biggest thing, so, I saw that y'all do, work to improve the Google, I guess, where the business is getting recognized on Google more often, is that correct?
Yeah, for this specifically, where we're intending to put you is, like, if you do a search right now for any type of garage door services, installation, repairs, you're going to see the very first people to pop up are the Google ads. Those are the very top of the page. But right underneath that, there's going to be a map that generally shows the top three businesses in the area. And we are intending to make your business one of those top three listings next to the map, which is the organic listing. It's a lot better than those Google ads. The Google ads are effective, but with those listings, when you're next to the map, you don't really switch. You're always going to see those top three instead of the Google ads that kind of alternate between the businesses that buy those out.
Okay.
And we'll also take care of Yelp, Bing, Safari, as well as Facebook for you. And you already have a website as well, do you?
No.
Okay, so we'll actually take care of that as well for the same price.
Okay. No, really, the biggest thing that I wanted to make sure, because I know I had, when I had my business, I had a gentleman, and he apparently, I guess he doesn't live in this area anymore, but he had done mine, and I know that, that was a huge part of my business is the Google. Once he got me showing up on Google, that's when I really started seeing it, the business coming in, and that's ultimately what Mr. Mathis, the guy who owns the business, that's ultimately what he's looking to do is really start generating some business because he's done the signs. That hasn't done anything.
Right.
He's done a couple of things. And so really it's just to start getting more calls in because he's got, you know, he's got the ability to do the work, but just not enough work. So.
Yeah. And that's exactly what this is going to do at the end of the day. Cause yeah, we're going to get him listed as one of the top results on Google, but also like the other directories too. That way if, anywhere people like a normal consumer is going to go to look for any type of service like this, he's going to show up as one of the top results. And then we're also going to program Facebook to, if they visit him on any of those platforms, it's going to show up again in front of those same people in front of them on Facebook, really giving them the best opportunity to feel comfortable enough to make a call to them. But definitely just looking at the analytics in front of me and definitely just what we do. We've been around for 20 years now. We have over 10,000 clients, and this is all we do. It's our whole bread and butter. I mean, pretty much without a doubt, he'd see a night and day difference versus where he's at right now, just simply because of the fact that everyone has a phone in front of them. Everybody goes to Google or one of those other directories to look for any type of service-based job to be done. So, yeah, he would definitely find more than enough work by just simply being put on these platforms.
Now, one of the big things that I know he's going to look at because we kind of already talked about it. So, what is a time frame of when he should starting to see a significant difference in between the calls he's getting now and the improvement. What kind of time frame are you looking at there?
Yeah, so to give you the time frame, how this works out is, like, we get you paid up for that first month. I get some information from y'all, and we immediately schedule something called a client interview, which is like a 20 to 40 minute long conversation with one of our programming specialists. And they deep dive mm-hmm. and get all the information I don't get from you. And then from there, right when you get off that call, they immediately get to work. And getting you verified on any of those platforms, on Google, Yelp, Bing, Safari, getting the Facebook taken care of, and getting everything initiated within the first week or so. And then pretty much when all that gets out, you'll start getting calls in, landing some jobs within those first few weeks. But for you to really see that night and day difference from when you started to being with us is right around the 45 to 60 day range. That's why we do ask for a 2 month verbal agreement, no contract, but a verbal agreement. That way we just have enough time to list you at the top of all those directories, get the campaigns flowing, ultimately have that consistent flow of work coming for you.
Okay. And then I know it's a monthly, each month that he has it set up for y'all, it's a monthly charge. What's that monthly charge again? I know it was on the thing, but I'm not sitting in front of my email. What's the monthly charge?
$249
a month. And then what, isn't there an, is there an upfront fee as well?
If I could get y'all secured pretty soon here, I think I could remove that fee. I just have to speak with my supervisor. It's normally like a $299 upfront fee, but I'm almost positive I could get all of that wiped out, if not a majority of it.
Okay. All right. And who would need, so, cause I'm more do, like, my role in the business is more just, the accounting, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. and just kind of managing the overall. But when it comes to answering specific questions about the business, like that you were talking about, they need to talk to somebody like for more of a deep dive. Now,
right.
That would not be me. So I'm assuming I would need to schedule something.
Yeah, that wouldn't be a problem because what I would probably just use you for is like just the initial setup, the processing of payments and getting just some baseline information for us. And then we schedule that client interview, like the thing I was talking about with our specialists. We schedule that at the best convenience of you and to whatever individual you want. So we could definitely, schedule and figure out what's the best time, I guess, for them to speak with Steve directly and his best time. And so that he could be there to answer any questions that they might have okay. that you wouldn't have at hand.
Okay. So, yeah, I mean, I definitely, he's been wanting a website, everything I can see, like, y'all sound like what kind of, what I was looking for. My biggest thing was just getting him verified with Google or however, what you were talking about with Google, because I know that did a lot for mine.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, I'm good to go with, getting set up with y'all. I don't have the payment information with me right now.
Okay.
I'm not at, it's all at my office. I'm not at my office right now.
Gotcha.
But I can give it to you.
Yeah. When would you be at your office today?
Probably about 2 o'clock or so.
2 o'clock. Okay, let's mm-hmm. go ahead and schedule you for a call back then. All right. And this phone number that I have for you here, the 843-907-5229 is the best way to reach you, Blake?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Great. So I have us for a 2 o'clock call back. I'll call you promptly then. We can get everything rolling from there, Blake.
Okay.
Perfect, man. Awesome. Well, yeah, I got us all scheduled up. Should be good to go then. Just that 249. As long as, yeah, I'll go ahead and reach out to my supervisor as soon as I get off this call and make sure I can get the absolute maximum that discounts us for the initial setup fee. I honestly believe at most it's going to be like $99 just for that initial setup fee. I can definitely mark off the $200. There's a chance he might let me mark off the full thing, but I just have to speak with him, man. All right.
You'll find out, and then I'll talk to you at 2:00.
All right, perfect, man. Perfect. I'll speak with you then. We'll get everything rolling.
Sounds good. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem, Blake. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.